Well, reparations are happening in Seattle in a small way. A Seattle artist named Natasha Marin was scrolling through Facebook and saw a divide. Her friends of color are angry and frustrated about more police shootings of black men. Her white friends say they want to help but don't know what to do. So Natasha created a page online called Reparations, where friends of color can request something, and white friends can fulfill those requests. Almost immediately, offers and requests started pouring in.
Requests have been as serious as, you know, I need groceries. I don't have a place to live right now. My car is not working. I need a car. I need help with tuition. I need some rent money. So measurable value could be made in somebody's life.
KUOW's Deborah Wong asked Natasha Marin if the project is meant to close the divide she saw among her Facebook friends. Why name it something that evokes such a historically divisive topic, reparations?
In the classical sense, reparations does not have to be about a specific historical event. It's really about making something that's broken fixed. And being generous is a great way to fix that feeling in your spirit.
The way you set this up, it's specifically people of color making the requests and people who are identify as white making the offers. Why did you set it up that way? Why make it sort of a racial divide there?
I was just responding to what I had seen, what I was consuming from social media. I feel like a lot of my white identified friends and allies would like something specific to do so that they can feel less mired in guilt and stagnation, watching videos of brutality against people of color, angry articles, posts. I mean, every single day, it's another story about somebody suffering in some way. There is a discrepancy in the lives of people of color and white identified people in the United States. For people of color, we'd really appreciate it if our white friends, family members, allies, neighbors would recognize how doable it is to leverage their privilege. Leveraging your privilege doesn't necessarily have to cost you financially. Like, you don't necessarily have to put out money to make a difference in somebody's life. Like, will you listen to me yell and scream for an hour and just vent my anger in a way that's safe? Can you teach me how to sculpt or bead? Can you mentor me? If you're an executive at a company and somebody's looking for a job, your referral, your name drop could make a difference in that person's life.
Are you able to follow up to see whether the people who are making the asks are actually getting responses and forming relationships with people, or whether people are taking the offerings as well? Do you know what's happened as a result of all these postings?
I've had a few people circle back, and it's really exciting to me. There's a gentleman named Quito who needs a service dog. And since his post went up on the website, he's received many donations, and he's, I think, almost halfway to his goal within 48 hours.
You've had a lot of positive response to this, but you are also posting that you've gotten a lot of negative response from trolls and hundreds of emails in your inbox that have just sort of arrived. What are people saying, first of all, and what's your response to that?
I've had trolls invite me to kill myself, hang myself. I've had trolls pretending to be people of color, saying things like, I need money for my three baby daddies. This was hard. It was hard to take in before like 7 a.m. this morning. But I can't say enough positive things about my network. We basically got together and created the Troll Slaying Brigade. So for every negative post, the Troll Slaying Brigade donates a dollar to somebody who has already made a request. So now the trolls are on our side. And the trolls have actually raised more money than had been raised prior.
When you launched this, the idea was that this would be sort of a temporary experiment on social media. Given what's happened, are you still seeing this as something temporary, or could this go on beyond that, beyond what you had imagined?
I think the website could exist beyond the end of the year deadline I set up for the Facebook event page. But it is a lot of administrative work for me. I I pretty much do 12-hour days while web building right now. I mean, within 5 days, I'd say at least, not counting trolls, at least 500 people have engaged in terms of either putting in a request or making an offering. And it's just me and my inbox right now trying to field these requests.
This, you call this a social media experiment. What other kind of broader goals do you have for this?
For the most part, I think that we all want the same things. We want to be seen. We want to be remembered well. And we want to add value to humanity. We want to make an impact in some positive way. And this is a really doable way to do that. Just sit and think right now to yourself, what is it that I could offer a stranger? How could I add value to somebody's life? I would like to see the people in my community happier. That would be a success.
Natasha Marin is a Seattle-based artist and the founder of the Reparations Project.